The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at arizonalottery.com.
I'm John Bloom with the Cardinals Daily Report, and I'm standing here with Jamel Fleming, the third-round draft pick of the Arizona Cardinals, a defensive back. And Jamel, this morning, took the practice indoors. It reminded me of that big facility you guys built in Norman, Oklahoma. Did you get a little memory of that, too?
Oh, yeah. It brought me back to my college days. You know, we don't have one at the Cardinals, so it did remind me of that.
You guys have had a couple spirited practices here in Missouri. How's it going so far?
Oh, it's going, you know, real good. You know, it's a, you know, different little, you know, temperature for us, but, you know, we're making it and making the best of it.
You look at the progression so far since being drafted, coming in, doing the OTAs and the workouts, and then now actual training camp. How much is this a learning process for somebody like you?
I mean, it's a learning curve for us, you know, for everybody, for all the rookies, but, you know, the coaches do a great job with us, and, you know, we just, you know, put the time in.
Getting ready to play the Chiefs, and you practiced against them yesterday. So what does that do for you in as far as preparation for the game on Friday night?
You know, we get to, see what they do already, you know, get a little quick little glimpse of them. So that was pretty cool, you know, just getting to practice with them. But, you know, we're ready to play.
Is it what you expected, training camp? I mean, you probably talked to a lot of guys before you started it, but is it pretty much what you expected?
For the most part, yeah. You know, college, it was, a little bit harder because we went every day and, it was, you know, two-a-days and hitting and everything. So it's a little toned down, but it's pretty much what I expected.
One of the things a lot of people are asking is how do you get back to tackling when you're not practicing it on a day-to-day basis? And like you mentioned, in the past you have practiced tackling. How difficult is that once the whistle blows for real and you're in a game to actually lock up and take somebody down?
Well, you know, when you go to practice, you just got to, you know, practice, you know, basically shadowing, you know, tackling, you know, still get your, you know, same kind of, you know, fit, but, you know, just not hitting the guy. So it's a little different, but, I mean, you just got to put the time in.
How about going up against a guy like Larry Fitzgerald in practice? That's got to help somebody's game in your position, right?
Oh, yeah, you know, going against one of the best receivers, I mean, it does help my game, you know. Every day is a new learning curve for me, so, you know, I like it.
But he also takes care of you. He brought some pretty good barbecue to the table last night, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did. So, you know, he does take care of, you know, the younger guys and stuff. So, you know, I'm just glad I'm on his team.
All right, for those who don't know, Jamel Fleming played at Oklahoma and obviously must like playing in Arizona, because the last two games you played in Arizona, you were defensive MVP of the Inside Bowl, and the year before that, defensive MVP of the Fiesta Bowl. Are your expectations that when you get to go play at University of Phoenix Stadium, you're going to have that kind of an effort regularly?
Yeah, well, you know, I hope so. You know, that's why they drafted me. So, you know, I'm just ready to play, and I do, you know, like being in Arizona and, the atmosphere. So, you know, I'm ready.
Well, Jamel, I know Cardinals fans are ready to welcome you with open arms, and thanks so much for your time.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate it.
All right, John Bloom with Jamel Fleming. We'll see what he can do when he gets back to town. But first, a game against the Chiefs on Friday night. This has been your Arizona Cardinals Daily Report.